Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
So today we're going to talk about self-care. Self-care in terms of taking care of yourself so that you're your best at work.
Yes.
And this really applies to everybody. We were having a conversation with a CEO yesterday about her own self-care, but it really applies to everyone. And when people come to me at all levels of employment and they're really stressed out, it's one of the first questions I ask, what are you doing
to take care of yourself?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and how do you live with that stress? I mean, what are you doing to de-stress yourself in your time outside of the office? So I just thought that would be a topic to talk about because it's not really talked about that much.
It's not. Well, it's funny. It's referred to kind of sideline all the time about stress management and this is what you need to do. But I think the truth is also that, like the CEO, some of the highest achieving people have the hardest time taking care of themselves because they have big goals and they're very driven and they're used to kind of going when everyone else has stopped, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's something that you actually have to insert.
Right.
And make into a ritual and make into a habit.
Right.
Otherwise, it doesn't just magically happen.
Right. I think you have to start small, actually.
Right. Yeah. I agree with you. So, well, let's just sort of cover the variety because there's many, many ways. Mm-hmm. One is, I think, you know, if you're in a high-stress situation, you probably should get a medical exam. I always think that that's, you know, one place to start.
Start with that.
Yeah. And just find out. You know how
blood pressure.
Well, there's ulcers. There's you know, some people when they're under a lot of pressure have headaches. They have stomach aches. So that's just sort of a baseline.
Yeah. So you know where you're starting from in a way.
Right. And your doctor may have some ideas about you know what you can do. Exercise is the biggest topic and the easiest one to approach because so many, you know, that's the advice you always get. But I think there's so much more.
Yeah. I was going to say a very basic self-care one could be sleep.
I think that's big.
Yeah, because if you don't get enough sleep, the tendency will be to, again, eat too much, drink too much, do other things to try to stoke the furnace and keep yourself active. So going to bed, some version of self-care may be going to bed what you think is inordinately early in order to have a full night's sleep.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And I, you know, on the tail of that is food.
Yes.
Right. What are you doing? You know, and I'm a foodie. I love food. But it's important to make sure that what you're eating fuels you.
Right. Yes.
You know, doesn't make you more stressful.
Right.
And, you know, I've brought this up many times, that I despise the, you know, birthday cakes, all the sugar in the office. Because I think it creates these spikes of, you know, a lot of energy and then no energy.
Right.
And I would much rather people had, you know, nuts or fruit, you know, things that are just healthier for you. So, you know,
plan their meals a little bit. Right.
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 Because I think the thing that's interesting about food and bad food habits is that can feel like short-term self-care. You know, you give yourself these treats throughout the day because you're feeling drained, and they really actually exacerbate the situation rather than improve it.
So it's true.
Right. So stopping to think about, I mean, this is something Kathy has taught me, is that to really think about what are we going to have for lunch or what are you going to have for lunch? And to
I started thinking about that in the morning.
But I don't think you're alone in that. It's just that a lot of people think about it and then they don't take actions to guarantee that they're going to eat healthy foods that will keep them alert, actually, and that will energize them rather than drain them or exhaust them.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of people forget.
Yes.
Especially if they're stressed out and they're working and the workload is a lot.
They'll
either work through their meals or
eat at
the desk really quickly and not really enjoy the food that they're consuming.
Right.
Right. And so taking a lunch break or just making sure that you do get some breaks during the day is really critical. And look, there are certain times you have to work through lunch, so then just find 15 minutes to go outside and take a quick walk around the block. but you will feel better. And that burst of energy, you know, that giving yourself that walk will actually give you energy for the rest of the day. Whereas many people think it's going to make you tired. It's the complete opposite.
And this is the fascinating thing, because the tired brain never considers self-care a good idea.
Right.
The tired brain is like, don't go outside, don't eat health, or, you know, just get a sandwich. Mm-hmm. Let's watch some TV. Let's watch some videos. Let's go to Netflix.
Right.
Let's veg.
Right. Those sort of instant gratification things that make you feel good in the moment, but not in the long run.
Right.
So, you know, I know the food thing can be hard because maybe there's no place to get healthy food where you work, or maybe you don't have the time in the morning to package it. If you could do it the night before, it takes thought. It takes some planning. you know, I try to keep really healthy things here in the office, and you can't always do that. Many places.
Right.
But so put some thought into that, and maybe you can, you know, somebody who's a good nutritionist or somebody around you who's good at that can help you with that food planning.
And actually, I would like to add, because this is something that took me a while. I'm hypoglycemic, and it took me a long time to realize that that muffin that I would eat in the morning set me off on the wrong course for the rest of the day. So maybe if you can even start with a healthy breakfast. Even if that's the only meal that you kind of curb your junk food inclinations on, that can help you.
So what do you have for breakfast now?
Well, I think you...
Peanut butter.
Right? I like my peanut butter on gluten-free bread.
Right.
But I'll also sometimes, if I'm at home, I'll have granola and yogurt or granola and milk or something. But I never eat sugar in the morning anymore. Right. And I didn't realize until I stopped what a toll it took on me.
I ate fruit in the morning, and I remember you telling me that that made you hungrier.
Yes.
It does not make me hungrier.
Right, because I'm hypoglycemic, so it turns it into sugar quickly, and then I feel empty and lost.
So, okay, so we've covered a lot. There's even more. You know, the whole exercise thing, can be extreme, or you can just do a small amount.
Yeah.
You have to figure that out, what you can fit in, but do not discount
exercise,
keeping your body moving.
And I have a client who actually started by doing 5 minutes a day, which I think it was a brilliant thing on his part, because he said, I won't ever promise to do an hour, or I'll promise to do an hour, I won't do it, and then I won't do anything.
Right.
But 5 minutes, he has a treadmill down in his basement, and so he can get on every day for 5 minutes. And the 5 minutes have turned into 10 minutes, have turned into 20. So that he's got now a routine that really sets the course for the rest of the day.
Yeah. Yeah, even if you just got up in the morning and did some, you know, stretches and some ab work, couple of push-ups, even against the wall, something, it will help. And then you, start to bring that into more, you know, do more of it.
Even if you don't have a gym membership or like going to the gym, there's so many like videos on YouTube now that you can watch, work out at home, do yoga at home, Pilates at home. So there's a lot of different options.
Yeah, and even CrossFit training, which I think there are those, I don't know the exact term, but they're like power workouts that are 12 minutes long. You can get all of that online.
Yeah.
So starting somewhere.
Yeah, and you don't need a cute outfit, although some, you know, sometimes it helps.
Do it in your pajamas.
Have a cute outfit. But, you know, even, I mean, I was thinking this, I was doing squats this morning when I woke up and I was brushing my teeth, and it felt really good just to, you know, because it's cold now, so it warmed up my body. So just be thinking about that, you know, functional fitness, what you can do just in your daily life. Then there's the meditation, which a lot of people, I don't know, my brothers hate when I bring meditation, but I think meditation is a way to just calm your mind, clear your thoughts, and do some deep breathing. I sometimes find being on the treadmill for me is a meditation, because it's a little boring. So
it's repetitive.
I get into a meditative state, but meditation has really been, it's just been proven to...
Not only has it been proven to calm the system down, but it actually has been proven to enhance performance, to enhance your ability to focus, and to make you able to be in the present moment and less emotionally reactive. So there's a lot of benefit there.
Yeah.
So another small thing, which I think is small, but I think it has a big impact. And that is writing your gratitudes every morning. And that's something I've been doing with, there's four of us women, and we do it every morning.
Yeah.
And, you know, I read their gratitude just so that somebody's read them.
Yeah.
I do it with one particular client also. But, you know, waking up and thinking about what is working versus what isn't working is a good, really good way to start your day.
I love that.
So that's another thing you can do.
Right. And it makes you feel full as opposed to empty mentally. Something that I do, as we know, we have Daisy the healer dog comes here on Fridays.
Oh, yes.
I find playing with her and walking her, it's not a chore for me. It's actually a great relief. And and it doesn't, it's funny. I mean, I'm not crazy about walking in the rain, but mostly any time of day and any weather condition, it provides me with an outlet. I can't watch, I can't look at my phone, although I know people do walk their dogs and look their phone.
Yeah.
But it allows me to kind of tune into nature, which is also self-care for me, you know, to hear birds and to smell nice smells and to be really present in that moment.
Yeah, I think another piece of health care is returning to some sort of spirituality. If there's a particular, you know, religion of your choice or religion, your birth religion, whatever that is, or just a spiritual group, sometimes, you know, stopping and giving grace, you know, saying grace and just being looking at the spiritual side will also is a good part of self-care.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
What have I left out?
I think the other thing is just time boundaries. So,
I thought of another one. Laughing and being with friends.
Yeah. That is self-care. For some people. Some people, if they're extremely, extremely introverted, get more self-care reading a book quietly, you know.
That's what I was thinking.
You were.
Reading for me. And it's also a bit of escapism.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
especially
that's...
if it's fictional. And also listening to music.
Right.
I'm sure your husband will also.
Right. So. Right.
Yeah, it's interesting. And I'm learning to play the bass, which I've been very spotty. But again, I'm taking my client's example and doing 5 minutes in the morning. And then I'll do a little bit in the evening. And it always feels great.
Right.
Like I've done something right.
And you know, I don't know if I've mentioned it here, but I started taking art classes.
Yes.
And
oh,
I find that very meditative. I get so focused, the 2 hours go really, really fast.
Yeah. So we're talking about developing self-care habits, and they can come in the form of exercise. They can come in the form of extracurricular activities. They can come in the form of being with friends, with animals, meditating. What else? Sleeping. Eating better.
Making sure you get your checkup.
Getting your physical checkup. Yeah.
And this is just something to think about. You know, are you taking good enough care of yourself? And, you know, and or if you're going through a stressful time at work, are you taking extra special
extra
care of yourself? But that don't let work become your main focus, that you also want to make sure that you take care of yourself.
Right.
Yes. That's great. Join us next time for another My Crazy Office Overtime, and take care.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.